Hello and welcome back. This is Carrie Goba Cutica Health with your host, Aman. Today we're looking at the topic, dental implants or dentures. Five things to consider before you choose. Dental implants or dentures. Now, I know some of you may have been wondering, why should I replace my missing tooth? Okay, aside from the impact of losing a tooth on your self-esteem, there are health issues that could result from it. So these include, number one, speech problems. You may experience difficulty pronouncing some sounds which require the missing teeth. Number two, the opposing tooth could continue to grow into the space left behind by the missing tooth and could begin to impinge on the gum. Number three, the teeth on both sides next to the space begin to shift sideways, closing the gap created by the missing tooth. This makes it difficult to replace. My first question for you then, should you use dentures? Now, dentures are teeth replacement options that can be removed and replaced when you want. They can be used to replace some or all missing teeth. Some advantages dentures have over implants are, number one, they are generally less expensive than implants. Number two, they do not require any surgery or invasive treatment to have them placed in your mouth, compared with implants. Number three, it is the preferred option for people who do not have strong bones for implant placement. And number four, making a denture for you is faster and easier than an implant and does not require any healing period. My next question, what about dental implants? So dental implants, on the other hand, are more natural looking dental prostheses that are surgically inserted into the gum. Compared to dentures, implants are one, longer lasting, and can remain in place for over 20 years if maintained properly. Two, taking care of your implants is just like caring for your teeth. Number three, they allow the surrounding bone to grow. And number four, they help to maintain your facial profile and structure. So choosing between dentures and dental implants will vary between different people. Some factors which you should consider before deciding are, number one, aesthetics. This is particularly important when replacing the front teeth because they are conspicuous when we speak. Dental implants are identical to your teeth and are a better option for a natural look. Number two, cost. If you are on a budget and cannot afford to spend much, dentures would be preferable. Most dental insurance plans covers dentures, but not dental implants, which are considered to be cosmetic procedures. Number three, long lasting. If taken care of properly, dental implants are more durable than dentures. Their cost is validated by their ability to last for decades, compared to dentures which may need to be repaired or replaced periodically. Number four, health benefits. So dental implants not only look but act like your natural teeth, which improve the integrity of your bone and prevents gum disease. Dentures, however, transfer the stress from chewing directly onto the bone. And number five, maintenance. Caring for your dentures daily is more time-consuming and stressful than dental implants that are maintained through your usual oral hygiene practices, like brushing. Now, let me close with this. A bright smile radiates confidence and can boost your self-esteem. You should therefore ensure that you choose the option which is best for you and your oral health. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.